listening comprehension. Listen to the conversation. Are the statements true or false? Be attentive. You will listen to the dialogue just once.
Hello.
Hi, Francesca. It's Anna. I'm on my way now.
Great. I'll see you here at about 6-ish then.
Yeah, or maybe just after. I need to pick up a couple of things on the way.
Okay, that's fine. I've got plenty of stuff to be getting on with here.
Really? What are you up to?
Oh, you know, I've just got to finish some work and sort the kitchen out and stuff like that.
All right. Do you want me to bring anything? You know, any kind of food or anything like that?
No, you're fine. I've got loads of food. Just bring yourself.
Lovely. I'm really...
Oh, there's one thing I was going to ask.
What's that?
Are you okay with spicy food? You know, chilli and stuff?
I love chilli. The hotter the better.
Brilliant. I'm looking forward to it.
I'll see you later then.
Great. See you later.
Listening comprehension. Task 2. Listen to the guide to Paris. Which of the statements are true or false? Be attentive. You will listen to the text just once. Now you have 45 seconds to look through the task.
Paris is obviously one of the most famous tourist destinations in the world. For me, Paris is quite simply the terraced cafes, the smell of bread, coffee and strong cigarettes. Paris is such a spectacularly beautiful city and it has such style. There is a romance to Paris. It's a wonderful place to dine out in one of its busy restaurants, watch the sunset on the river and just do romantic things. Wander along the cobbled streets in springtime, visit the markets. I think one of the first things you need to do to get a flavour of the atmosphere of Paris is just to sit at one of the pavement cafes and watch the world go by. You'll be amazed at just how many of the classic clichés about Paris are actually true. You really do see the most stylishly dressed women walking through the parks with their designer handbags and sunglasses, carrying poodles. And old men on their rickety bicycles weaving through the streets with baguettes tucked under their arms. Other things that are must-dos when in Paris have to be, obviously, the Louvre, the Eiffel Tower and the Pompidou Centre. But for me, the true beauty of Paris is hidden in its back streets. Off the beaten track. This is where you can find the true Paris and live it like the Parisians do. Take a picnic and sit in the Luxembourg Gardens or stroll down one of the old flea markets. Take a Vélib bike and cycle through the streets like the Parisians love to. One of the most important things to remember is don't try and do too much. Take your time. You simply can't rush Paris.
This is the end of listening comprehension. You have 3 minutes more to complete the task.